the all-merciful, the all-compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when he created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when he authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing him. Terrents fall low in awe of him. Faces are humbled in fear of him. And everything mighty yields to his mightiness. So to thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may his blessings be upon his messenger endlessly, and his salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for thee. I ask thee concerning the complaints of thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask thee, O he who owns all objects of need which are granted by his will and hastened to his desire, that thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that thou willst, and givest me mercy from thee. Forgiveness decreases thee not, and giving injuries thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from thee: the facility to obey thee at its beginning, and the favor of thy forgiveness at its end. O he who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
As usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 24th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of the month of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and for today, we listen to Ayah 63 of chapter Anfal. Then we speak about the important point of it. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa alafa bayna qulubihim. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم.
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet of Islam strove against social prejudices. According to the Prophet of Islam, trampling the rights of others disrupts peace and security, resulting in hatred and discord. Even in the statements of his last days, the Prophet warned the Ummah, the nation, Muslim nation, against discord, saying, O people, your blood and properties are forbidden for each other. Be aware that every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, and Muslims are brethren to each other.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
This is today's special, and we're going to learn more about the kindness of the Prophet of Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, never turned away any needy man from your door empty-handed. O Aisha, love the poor, bring them near to you, and God will bring you near to him on the day of resurrection. Also went much further on to say, seek me among your weak ones, for you are given provision, or you are given help only by reason of the presence of your weak ones. Allah Almighty is kind, and the Prophet imitated Allah's example in its perfection by showing kindness to his servants and all creatures without any regard for their beliefs, color, or nationality. The Prophet said, God is kind and likes kindness in all things. His heart ached within him at the corrupt state of his fellow Meccans, and their rejection of one Allah. The Holy Quran testifies to it in these words, You can find this concept on chapter 26, verse 3. O Muhammad, you will perhaps consume yourself with grief because the people do not believe. And in Surah Fatir, Allah says, so let not your life be consumed in grief for their sake.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy for the believers. The Messenger's compassion towards the believers was the utmost degree. The Quran describes his compassion in the following verse, which means, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you. That is, he is concerned over your guidance, and to the believers is kind and merciful. This is chapter 9, verse 128. This was the characteristic of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was portrayed and described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, he was a mercy towards his enemies as well. The prisoners of war taken captive at the Battle of Badr were among his bitterest enemies. Nevertheless, he made sure that they were given the best of treatment.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's learn about Prophet Muhammad's love and attention towards children. Prophet Muhammad would take an active interest in their lives despite his busy schedule. For example, when the pet bird of a young child died, he went out of his way to try and console him. In this story, we see the example of the Prophet who goes out of his way to help a young child. Whereas many adults would brush away from such a seemingly trivial situation, this kind of relationship can build trust, open communication, and validation for the child. In today's day and age, many parents are struggling to spend sufficient time with their children, so it is vital that any time spent together is of the best quality. A combination of heartfelt, playful activities combined with loving conversations will provide security and comfort, thereby ensuring that the child has a healthy emotional development.
أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلاة.
One of the lessons from the Holy Prophet is giving charity. The Prophet states, give charity without delay, for it stands in the way of calamity. The giving of charity, whether it be through the giving of food and material goods or through by being kind to others, is one of the most important lessons from the Holy Prophet. The act of selflessness and the act of giving to others in whatever capacity available to you is a key aspect of being practicing Muslim. Sometimes we can all learn from the personal actions of the Holy Prophet himself, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
We commemorate Hussein because of Rasulullah. We commemorate Hussein because he stood in defense of the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in defense of Islam. And that is why, brothers and sisters, our doors and those majalis must be open to all of the Muslims. We cannot close our doors in the face of anybody, because the message of Imam al-Hussein is here to rescue Islam. Our doors must be open to all the madahib, all schools of thought, all individuals, regardless of their background, regardless of their affiliation. We cannot excommunicate others and pretend that Imam al-Hussein only belongs to us. Imam al-Hussein belongs to humanity. But we cannot shy away from the truth. We cannot shy away from haqq. We cannot alter reality. And we are here to educate, and educate all Muslims alike. And this brings me to the second fold of the question. 50 years later, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, if he was surrounded by so many loving, caring, beautiful companions, how can 50 years after his demise, they do this to his family? How is this possible? Imam al-Hussein, go read in all the maqatil, go read in all the books of history. He stood in front of them and he says, "Unshidukum billah, ata'rifuni man ana? Insubuni man ana?" I ask you in the name of Allah, do you know who I am? Maybe you don't know who I am. Do you know that I am the son of Ali and Fatima and the grandson of your prophet? You just prayed and you mentioned his name in your adhan. Do you know any other grandson to any other prophet alive on the face of the earth besides me? What is my crime? What have I done? And they were determined.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. And fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-Nabiyul Amin, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen, rahmatan lil'alameen, jitta bilhaqqil yaqeen. سيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is some fresh food for thought in the form of a magazine from Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, the elder grandson and second infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Relief is to protect the refugee, to be firm in misfortunes, and to be courageous in crises. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of feeding a hungry person. You know, this is a virtue that has been mentioned and alluded to in the Holy Quran in a number of places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. They give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, saying, "We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you nor any thanks." And in another place in the Holy Quran, we read the following, "Or feeding the needy on a day of starvation, or an orphan among relatives, or a needy man in desolation." So in general, the Holy Quran, it encourages this virtue. You know, it considers it a good trait for a believer. And, you know, a lot of people say that, well, I don't want to give money to a poor person. How do I know he's not using it for drugs or, you know, for some other vice? You know, well, you know, we can avoid this, you know, by saying, giving that poor person, you know, some food so that he doesn't, misuse the charity they were giving him. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks about this virtue. He says, "The nourishment of the body is food, whilst the nourishment of the soul is feeding others." And in another place, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, that which you yourself eat gets consumed, whereas that which you feed others diffuses, which kind of implies and alludes to the benediction in that sustenance. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood," which could be an allusion to the offering of a sacrifice. It could also be a reference to, giving one's blood for the sake of Allah, you know, becoming a martyr, a shaheed. It could be interpreted in any one of those two ways. And finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "One of the things which gives one obligatory entrance into paradise and forgiveness is feeding a starving person." Then he went on to recite the verse of Allah in the Holy Quran, "Or feeding the needy on a day of starvation." And he also said, "Verily the commander of the faithful resembled the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in the way that he ate. He used to eat bread, vinegar, and olive oil, and feed others bread and meat." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of feeding the hungry person in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here is Brother Hussein Akbari with me, and I'm very glad, I'm very happy that alhamdulillah I have him with us today, and we hope that inshallah you stay with us till the end of this session. I say hello to Hussein in this session. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Thank you.
Welcome to our program. Hussein, inshallah today we will talk about ayah 163 of surah. Which surah?
Nisa.
Nisa. On page 104. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB English Radio, please open the Quran, page 104, ayah 163, surah
Nisa.
So, before we start, first and foremost, we all listen to the recitation of this ayah. Hussein, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا.
MashaAllah, that was nice. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter. Okay, we have Hussein here, and he also can recite this ayah. So, I want Hussein, inshallah, to recite this ayah. Brothers and sisters, let's all together listen to Hussein. Then we'll talk about this ayah. Hussein, ready to recite?
Yes.
Okay, go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
ما شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Super.
إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح ونبيين من بعده
أحسنتم والنبيين من بعده Good job. Continue. وأوحينا
وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وإيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان
ما شاء الله nice long breath good job
وآتينا داود زبورا
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله حسين ما شاء الله That was great. I really loved it. I hope you loved it as well, brothers and sisters. MashaAllah, Hussein. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, now we'll talk about this ayah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, ayah 163 of Surah An-Nisa, O Prophet of Islam, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuh wa nabiyyina min ba'dih. O Prophet, O Muhammad, talking to our Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah says, we have indeed revealed to you as we revealed to Noah alayhi salam and the prophets after him. Wa awhayna ila
Ibrahim
wa Ismail
wa Ishaq
wa Ya'qub wal Asbat wa Isa wal Asbat sorry wa Isa
ويونس
وهارون and
وسليمان
Yes. We have indeed revealed to you as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him and as we revealed to Abraham alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, Isaac or Ishaq alayhi salam, Jacob or Yaqub alayhi salam and the tribes and the children of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, and Isa, Jesus, and Ayyub, and also Yunus, okay? And okay. Also Aaron alayhi salam, and Solomon alayhi salam. So these were... Then Allah Almighty says, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا And we gave David alayhi salam the book Zabur. This was the book of Prophet David alayhi salam or Dawud alayhi salam. So, this has a message that, O Allah, Prophet of Islam, actually the message is to us, okay? The Muslims. That O Muslims, and also to the people of the book, that this is the Prophet of Allah Almighty, Prophet Muhammad. So the way or the same as we revealed, as we appointed other prophets as messengers, as the guides for human beings, we have chosen Prophet Muhammad also as the guide, as the prophet. Yes?
Yes.
And it means that we should believe in all the prophets before Prophet Muhammad and also in our prophet
Muhammad.
Yes. Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam.
So, Nubuwa, which is the third principle of Islam, says this, that we should believe in 124,000 prophets sent by Allah. In this ayah, how many names of the prophets are mentioned? Almost 11 names, I think. Let's count them. Nuh.
One.
Good. You count them. Ibrahim.
Two.
Ismail.
Three.
Ishaq.
Four.
Yaqub.
Five.
Isa.
Six.
Ayyub.
Seven.
Yunus.
Eight.
Harun.
Nine.
Suleiman.
Ten.
And also Dawood.
11.
So 11 names of the prophets are mentioned here. But overall, like 25 or 26 or 27 names of the prophets are mentioned in the Quran, in the other verses also. And 11 names are here. So this means that we have to believe in all the prophets of Allah Almighty. And no matter if we don't have all the names of the 124,000 prophets, it doesn't mean that God forbid, Quran is not complete and it has not mentioned the names, okay? Or it doesn't know. No, God forbid. It's not that way. It's just enough for us knowing this many names of the prophets. And also it's enough for us understanding the lifetime of these prophets, the teachings, the lessons, okay? The things, okay. The messages that we can have from their lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
We will move on to the tajweed, okay? And the recitation. That's all from us in this ayah, but we really ask you, brothers and sisters, to go to the tafsir books and learn more and more about this ayah. Hossein, let's go to the tajweed parts. Inna. Noon has a tashdeed, yes?
Yes.
How do you read it?
Inna.
Ahsan. Inna. Knows the nasal sound. Inna. Yeah. Inna. So, you extend the sound. Awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuh. Inna. The mad. It's not wajib. You can extend it or skip it. Awhayna. It's not wajib. You can extend it or skip it. Yes?
Yes.
Kama. Awhayna. The same. Ila Nuh. Nuhin. Wan nabiyin. Nuhin. Tanween. Wan nabiyin starts with waw. Wa. Nuhin. And wa. Tanween and waw. How do you read it?
Nuhiw wa nabiyin.
Ah, good job. Nuhiw. What rule?
Nuhiw.
Yeah, what rule? Idgham, ikhfa, idhar. Which one do you think?
Idgham.
Idgham, yes. Nuhiw wa nabiyin. Again, one. Yeah? Shadda on noon. Again, idgham. Wa nabiyin min ba'dihi. Min ba'dihi. How do you read it?
Mim ba'di.
Mim ba'di. Good job. The mim will not be pronounced completely, like a hidden mim sound. You hide the mim sound. Mim. Mim. Not mim. 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 There's a pause between, like a slight kind of space between your lips. Mim ba'di. Yes? Like a tissue goes inside your lips, between your lips. Mim. Mim ba'di. Okay? That is space. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. How do you say that?
إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
أحسن. وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. Names of the prophets, they are easy to pronounce. وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ. When you stop, Sulaiman. Make a longer sound, yes? Read it.
سليمان.
أحسن. وآتينا داود. You see a baby wow. داود. Baby wow. Woo woo. داود. Make a longer sound. زبورا.
No, زبورا.
أحسن. زبورا. So, thank God Hussein was there and fixed my mistake. Zaburan changes to Zabura. Okay, Hussein recited this ayah, and it's time for me to recite, and then Hussein will repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please listen and listen carefully and repeat. Hussein, ready? Yes? Good job. He's so energetic. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده
إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله such a long breath وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط
وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط
والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان
والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان
وآتينا داود زبورا
وآتينا داود زبورا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم أحسنتم Thank you so much, dear Hussein. Brothers and sisters, I really thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. And inshallah, we hope you stay with IRB English Radio for the next and coming sessions. We'll be inshallah practicing the next verses of Surah An-Nisa. Hope you stay safe. May Allah protect you all from all kinds of evils. And thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي.
الرجال
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves Hussein,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Al Husayn alayhi salam. We started with each of the words. We said that Allahumma means originally Ya Allah, and it is either for veneration or expressing our remoteness from the Almighty Allah, and the Zayr has to realize that between him and the absolute perfect being, there is infinite distance, and that's why he calls upon him in veneration. About ij'alni, we said that this is of the kind of transitive verb that has two kinds of objects. It needs two objects, and it is doubly transitive. So this ja'l is ja'lul murakkab. And about indaka, we mentioned that inda means, it is originally an adverb of place, and it signifies proximity and closeness. So when we say indaka wajihan bil Husayn, we mean make me near you. Make me in your proximity wajihan bil Husayn. We were discussing about this word, wijaha, which is the masdar or gerund of this, wajih. So what we can conclude after the previous episode is that being accepted and distinguished can be either of the two meanings. So when we say, Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajiha, based on the traditions and the verses of the Holy Quran we looked at in the previous episode, we can conclude that we either mean, O Allah, make me distinguished near you, Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajiha, make me distinguished, or we mean, make me the one who is accepted near you. Why do we say this? Because Allama Tabatabai mentions that Al-Wijahatu hiya al-Maqbuliyah. Wijaha mentioned about the Prophet Isa is Maqbuliyah and acceptability. So we can also consider this meaning in our minds when we say Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn. We mean, oh Allah, make me acceptable to you. Make me the one who is accepted near you. And being accepted and distinguished near Allah, it is not through attribution. It is only through actualization and epitomization of these characteristics. It needs tahakkuk. In one of the very inspiring statements, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is reported to inform Jabir and says, Ya Jabir, balligh shi'ati anni salam, O Jabir, convey greetings to my followers. وَأَعْلِمْهُمْ أَنَّهُ لَا قَرَابَةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ And inform them that there is no kind of relationship between us and Allah, invincible, the majestic. وَلَا يُتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْهِ إِلَّا بِالطَّاعَةِ لَهِ And proximity to him is not attained save through his obedience.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So dear listeners, we can say that if there is any kind of proximity attained to anyone based on the traditions and especially the tradition of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, it is only through obedience to Allah. It is only through observing God-wariness. This is what we have in our other traditions as well. In another tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is reported to have told Khaythama, أبلغ شيعتنا أنه لا ينال ما عند الله إلا بالعمل. Convey to our followers that what is with Allah is not attained save through actions. So what we need from you, our Shias, is only action. You need to get closer to Allah. You need to get this proximity. You need to get wajih and distinguished only through your actions. The Holy Quran teaches us that the path towards being accepted, which is one of the meanings of the wajaha and wajihan bil Hussein, is God-variness and piety. Since Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts only from the God-wary. So this is the meaning of wajaha. So let's conclude. Up to now, we have mentioned that Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein can be having either of the two meanings. One, it means, O Allah, make me distinguished near you. And this is what the Holy Quran says regarding some of the prophets, like Prophet Musa. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. He was distinguished near Allah. Or elsewhere, when the Almighty Allah talks about wajah. But Allama Tabatabai, in his exegesis of the Holy Quran Al-Mizan, under the verse that Almighty Allah talks about Prophet Isa, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, he says that it could be the fact that this wajaha means maqbooliyya, and maqbooliyya means acceptability. So when we say, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein, we either mean, Allah, accept me or make me distinguished near you, or make me the one who is accepted near you. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي
ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker to answer my questions for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the group of Murji'ah. Who are Murji'ah and what was the reasons for their establishment? Do we have the traces of their beliefs or Murji'ah-like beliefs in today's world of Islam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Murji'ah is considered as one of the Islamic sects and denominations which belong to Sunni school of thought. And the reason for its establishment somehow dates back to the time of the Khawarij, the renegades, those people who, toward the end of the Battle of Siffin, they called Imam Ali alayhi salam as a disbeliever because they claimed that Imam Ali alayhi salam has committed a major sin. He needs to repent. Imam alayhi salam, of course, did not commit a sin. So that is why they called him a kafir, a disbeliever. And the reason for this claim was that, and according to some people, this was the first theological discussion, the first kalami discussion among the Muslims, according to some people. The question was that, what is the meaning of iman or faith? Or to put it in other words, if a person, if a believer has committed a sin, for example, a major sin, then is he going to be a disbeliever or still he's a mu'min, a believer?
So he talks about a relation between faith and practice.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Okay, that's right.
Now, as for Khawarij, they came to believe that a person who has committed a major sin, then he is a disbeliever. He has turned into a kafir. That is why they called Imam Ali alayhi salam and Muawiyah and Amr ibn As as kuffar, disbelievers. And that is why they tried to assassinate all of them on a certain night. And they were just able to martyr Imam Ali alayhi salam. This was their belief that they have committed a major sin, and now they are a disbeliever. Mu'tazila became to a different viewpoint. It is called Manzalatun Bayn al-Manzalatayn. Of course, not at that time. Later, Asha'ira, they had their special viewpoint. And then we have the emergence of a group of Muslims who came to claim and believe that there is no relation between the actions and your faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does it mean? It means that I can believe in the religion of Islam, so now I am a Muslim.